Since the start of the year, at least 4 stores have closed in downtown Sitka. Fewer visitors are coming aboard cruise ships, sales tax revenues are declining, and business owners have long expressed concerns about the financial health of Lincoln Street. Now, a group of Sitka residents hopes to do something about it. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
The cellar should be closed right now, but it's packed. Customers are picking over clothing and board games, and it's hard to move freely through the shop's narrow passages. Everyone's come downtown for Moonlight Madness, a Halloween-themed event organized by the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, it's huge. We look forward to it because we're able to get a lot of inventory out, clearance the items to get ready for our holiday.
Vicki Denkinger owns the cellar. Tonight, she's dressed as a 1920s flapper, like the rest of her staff. Warm light spills out of the store and onto the sidewalk as people come and go. But across the street, most of the block is dark and empty.
We need new businesses. We need people that are willing to come in and want to start a new business because it affects us when they're not here. Less people come downtown. They'd rather go to catch Juno or online.
3 of the block's 5 storefronts have signs in the window reading, "For Rent." Baranov's Russian and American store called it quits this year, as did Fairweather Gallery and Gifts, which moved to Juno to capitalize on a higher number of cruise passengers. And it doesn't look as though Del Sol, a summer-only t-shirt store, is coming back next season either. Further down the street, the Alaska Basket Company is having a closeout sale. A sign on the door there says the last day of business is October 31st. None of the Moonlight Madness shoppers head down this stretch of sidewalk, but if you go back in time, just a few hours, you'll find Doug Osborne and Angela McGraw walking along the street on a mission.
Hello.
Good. Hey, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I am good. I have a flyer. We're doing a...
Osborne and McGraw are part of the Sitka Health Summit, an annual gathering put on by Sitka's 2 hospitals, where locals establish health and wellness goals for the community. The top 3 are chosen by popular vote, and this year's big winner was revitalizing downtown.
So yeah, we're just getting together. We're going to look at what some other towns have done.
Wait, stop. What does revitalizing downtown have to do with health and wellness?
In a healthy community, the healthy choice is the easy choice. And so you make a downtown area that's good for kids, that's good for people that are walking, that's good for people that may have disabilities, that's good for people that bike, that's good for a lot of different people with a lot of different ways of getting around. So here's Sitka Bazaar.
Osborne and McGraw drop in on a few stores, including Brenner's Fine Clothing and Gifts. It's open year-round and has been in business in Sitka since 1967. Stephanie Brenner runs the business, and she says the loss of so many downtown neighbors has an impact on those who remain.
One store is not an island, and so we are not a reason for people to come downtown. So when you have less businesses downtown, it's less reasons for people to actually come downtown.
Just off the top of her head, Brenner lists a few ideas to revitalize downtown. New paint on prominent buildings. Make seasonal stores keep their lights on in the off-season so downtown doesn't look dead. Put more bathrooms on her end of Lincoln Street.
You've thought a lot about this.
I think when you live here, and I feel like I live downtown, or I work at least downtown, you're around it all the time.
Osborne, McGraw, and the Health Summit Group hope to develop a plan by channeling that energy, Brenner's or anyone else's. Osborne says there might be differing approaches, but he says downtown areas still matter to communities. He cites shopping centers in the lower 48 that have been built to mimic the appearance of a small town's main street.
I mean, they look nice and they look groomed and they look like a small town, but they're missing a soul because they're not real. They're not real. They're companies that are catering to a suburban population and trying to maximize their profit, and they're not having people live there. And people drive there and go to work there, but
and
it's
we're
not
lucky.
Like,
we're already starting with the soul.
We're starting with the real town.
I know.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.